today on Family Talk.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Family Talk with your host, psychologist and best-selling author, Dr. James Dobson. I'm Roger Marsh, and I am excited to bring you the remainder of a touching conversation Dr. Dobson had recently with the women involved in an organization called Faithfully Bold Movement. Yesterday on the broadcast, we heard from Nicole, Lisa, and Angela as they shared with Dr. Dobson their personal experiences with cancer and grief over losing a child. Today, the ladies will discuss how their ministry got started and how they effectively care for those who are going through similar circumstances. Let's listen to the conclusion of this conversation right now on today's edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
To help those who did not hear the program last time know what you've been through, Nicole, I'm going to ask you first to tell everyone the source of your own personal tragedy.
I was diagnosed with cancer at age 36, and I'd already lost my mom to cancer, my sisters. I had an older sister battle cancer, and so I was in for a really long journey, 6 major surgeries. And
over what period of time?
Just over a year. And I had a daughter who's just little, and I know what it was like to walk through that journey and to lose a parent to cancer and how you had to experience all these firsts without your mom and how much pain that was. To be in that same shoes and know that my daughter was about to go through that same thing, I had just an overwhelming sense of hurt in my heart, and I knew that at that moment I needed God more than anything else. And being able to rely on Him and getting a front row seat to watching Him work was the most amazing thing.
You told us yesterday that He was absolutely your companion during that time. How was that expressed? We can't take much more time because we got other things to talk about. But how did God let His presence be known to you?
So there were so many things that happened in my journey that people would say, oh, well, that's a coincidence, right? So after my initial surgery, I had a double mastectomy, and like this is just one of the examples, is I had a double mastectomy, and they were getting ready to move me into my second surgery. And my surgeon was like, you know what? I want you to double check her results to make sure that we got all the cancer. And originally they would have been like, no, let's just move on to the next one. And the surgeon just wasn't happy because he was very meticulous. And so they were like, no, she's fine. And he was just like, no, I still am not comfortable with that. And so the surgeon went down to pathology himself and tore apart my sample and realized that it wasn't okay.
Oh,
and I went back into surgery 2 weeks later so that they literally could carve all the way down to my chest cavity. And so literally,
checked the margins then.
Yeah. Had he not done that, I could be in round 2 of cancer right now.
Angela, recount what you told us yesterday.
Well, I lost my mom to pancreatic cancer 2.5 years ago. And 6 months after I lost my mom, we found out we were having a baby. And at 15 weeks, we found out she was diagnosed with trisomy 18. And we knew that God was going to number her days, and we weren't. And so we carried her and enjoyed every heartbeat that we had with her and every moment and all the little kicks that we got to spend with her. But at 31 weeks, my water broke, and 7 days later, they went in for a Doppler test, and they couldn't find her heartbeat. And so we knew that we had lost her.
You knew that was coming.
We knew that was coming.
The baby's disorder is a chromosome anomaly.
Yes.
And that's nearly always fatal, is it not?
I would say, but you have that hope of God can do anything, and we serve the giver of life. So where could God show up? And I didn't know that God would show up in a bigger way later. I just didn't know it. I just at that time was, it's still hard, it's still fresh, but I feel like God has shown up in bigger ways that I could have ever imagined by using her life.
Given you another child.
Yes, I have one before her. Her name is Stephanie, and she is the best big sister. We still talk about baby Emily all the time, and we live her in our daily life.
Lisa, let's hear your story.
I was 39 weeks pregnant, went in for my routine doctor's appointment, had a wonderful pregnancy leading up to that. At the doctor's appointment, just doing the routine, checking for the heartbeat. And my doctor told me those words that no pregnant woman wants to hear. We can't find a heartbeat. At the time, you know, I was just in shock, just numb, hurting, questioning, you know, wondering why it had happened to me. You know, why was I not going to have a newborn? And instead, you know, I'm planning my baby's funeral. She was my first, a little girl. And then I have gone on to have two more daughters at this time.
That are normal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Did you ever hold a live baby that first time?
I did not. No, sir. I did hold her.
But she was gone.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How long did it take you to land on your feet?
I don't know when you finally.
Have you ever landed on your feet?
I'm still getting there, healing daily. Yeah. And I think we're going to talk about our movement, but I think even sharing my story, I think that, you know, family, friends, just reaching out to me, the support and encouragement, it helped me heal at the time. And I think even now sharing my story, and when people reach out to me that are experiencing that, or even people who know someone who has gone through that, you know, they can come to me and say, Lisa, I don't know what to say. What do I say? I think that in helping others, that is continuously helping me to heal.
What would you say to a woman who's going through now what you went through then?
I think I'm going to pull Angela back in, because I lost Kennedy before she lost Emily. And I think at the time, I want to show women that there is hope. At the time, it's hard to hear when you're going through that, hey, you know, it's awful, it's painful, you're hurting now, you know, but you will get through it, to give them hope. And that's what I tell them at the time. And I remember people, you know, sharing their stories with me. It's hard to hear, because at that time, your heart is broken, your world shattered. So, you know, you don't think at the time that you will get through it, but you will.
Instead of, you know, struggling forever without a cause or purpose, you all have bonded together, and you have started a nonprofit, a 501c3 program to reach out to people. I think it is wonderful, and it's why you're here today. So who wants to describe what that is about?
Okay.
Okay,
so
Nicole.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So we started this nonprofit, and I'll give a little backstory, just a quick backstory of why we started this nonprofit. And so when I was going through it, I had found out I had cancer. My mother-in-law did something for me that was very intentional. When I was diagnosed, she had come to, I only had a 3-day window before my first surgery, and she had flown down from Canada, went to every store in our area, and bought as many button-up pocketed shirts as she could find. And then she brought them to my house. She bought me more shirts than I actually had in my closet. It was ridiculous. And I was like, what?
And why did she choose that?
Oh, here's why. What I didn't realize is that after my initial double mastectomy, you can't raise your hands. So I couldn't dress myself. So being able to dress myself and have these shirts gave me a sense of dignity. And so that really meant a big deal to me. And so I remember sitting at dinner one night with her after this had happened. And I said, you know what? You were so intentional with your gift. Thank you so much. It helped me, you know, just be able to get dressed and have a sense of dignity.
Did you feel deformed for a time?
Oh, I did, because I didn't have a chest at all, because I couldn't have reconstruction right away.
Yeah.
But what my mother-in-law said to me actually shocked me. She said, you know, Nicole, I didn't buy you those shirts so that you could dress yourself. And I went, well, then why did you do it? And she said, I bought them for you because they all had pockets. And I knew that after your surgery and not having a chest, I wanted to heal your heart.
Oh, my goodness.
I knew that your heart was gonna hurt.
What a mother.
I know, right? And I was like, my goodness. Her act of kindness was so intentional that she cared about my heart. She cared about me physically, but she cared more about my heart and the journey that I was on than anything else. And I said, my goodness. And it was about after my third or fourth surgery, I just was in my living room and I broke down and I started to cry. And I was like, how do people do this without the support that I have? I have people rallying around me. How does Susie, the single mom down the street with three girls,
How is she doing it? How is she going through this journey by herself? Or how about, you know, Mike, who's got six kids and he's the only breadwinner and he's trying to battle this cancer? Or Lucas, who's 9 and chemo is currently ravishing his body and he just doesn't understand. How are they doing it? And I just wept and I was like, I have to do something. I've got to get up. I've got to move. I've got to do something. And so I started talking to Angela and Lisa and I said, we have to do something. We've got to let God use our stories.
How do you meet each other?
So Lisa and I are sister-in-laws, and so we're really blessed to be a part of the same family, the same great family with the same great mother-in-law, and so we're blessed. And then Angela, I just met at, it was actually a football party, a Super Bowl party, when we started sharing our stories, and we connected because we connected on the cancer story, and then, you know, we introduced them to them, and they connected on the child loss story, and it was just like God worked out this friendship. This really sweet friendship between us. And we kind of pulled each other in and said, we have got to do something. We've got to do something. We've got to create a movement. We've got to help people who are hurting. And that's when we started the Faithfully Bold movement. And the whole
that's
movement.
That's the title.
Faithfully
Everybody hang
bold
on to this.
Movement.
Faithfully Bold movement.
Movement. And it's based on Hebrews 4:16, because that is the heart and soul of what we do is, you know, approach, you know, the throne of grace in your time of need. And, you know, God will show up in your time of need. And we send free care packages to people who are battling cancer, men, women, and children, or people who've recently experienced the loss of a child.
No cost.
No cost. No cost to them at all.
And this just comes to their home.
It does. Yep. It just comes to their home.
And
so,
what does it consist of?
Each package is a little bit different. The cancer packages, when somebody nominates a recipient, their package is tailored to them. So depending on where they are in the journey will depend on what we put into the package. So somebody who's going through initial surgery needs something totally different than people who are going through chemo. And then the child loss ones are built around the premise of helping them to just be still so that they can hear God's voice. And so it's more of a package to help them relax and just, you know what, sit still in the moment. Our whole goal is to send these packages and then to say, hey, you know what? We want to pray over them. And when people open up those packages, we want God to step out of them. And in every single package, we send a handwritten card, literally from somebody who's walked through that exact journey, just to say, hey, I've been there. I know what you're going through, and I'll stand with you in this. You're not alone. And I want you to know you're not alone.
How do you find out about them?
It's funny. We started this as a grassroots, you know, nonprofit, and, you know, somebody who knows somebody. You know what? Everybody knows somebody who's battled cancer. And a lot of people, whether you realize it or not, come in contact with people who've lost children. And so it was just grassroots, but, you know, somebody heard about it, and then they nominated somebody, and then that person received it, and they nominated somebody. And it just kind of spread like that. Last year, we sent over 1,200 packages.
Did you really?
Yeah. And we don't do any, I mean, no marketing. We do have a Facebook page and we have a website, but we don't typically market it. And people just come to us. And, you know, we speak at, sometimes people ask us to speak at their events and we'll come speak at their events and just tell them what we do and why we do what we do. And, you know, our whole purpose is just to serve people. We want to serve people who are hurting, who are going through where we've been so that we can help them.
I think a lot of what we do, just like how Nicole was telling the story about her mother-in-law being intentional, and it's not about the button-up shirt, it was about the pockets. And I feel like that's what our boxes are. They're really intentional. And every note, like every time I write a note, and I can speak for myself, I'm sure Lisa will feel the same way, is every time we're writing that note, it's almost like I can feel their pain. I know where they're at. I know how their heart's hurting. Even though all the things in that box are just tangible things that won't make the pain go away, it's just that someone's thinking of them and praying
for
them.
Do they try to call you to thank you? Do they write
you? We get lots of cards back, and that's probably our favorite part of this movement. It's because we didn't expect anything in return, and we're doing it because we want to give and push out and be the hands and feet of Christ. And when we receive those letters of, you know, people saying, your package allowed me to breathe, Your package was practical needs, but also, you know, you comforted my heart, you comforted my soul. And it's much deeper than that surface. It's just like how their mother-in-law was just intentional. And that's the whole purpose of our movement. It's We know what it's like to be in that pain and that hurt and to feel alone, and we want you to know that you're not alone, and our comforter will comfort you.
And where is this movement going?
So,
do you have a future for it?
We hope. our initial, you know, people are like, do you have like a business plan? We're like, yes, it's called the plan of letting God do what he wants to do with it. We're watching the movement take off and we're watching the movement grow. We love what it's doing and how it's impacting people. And the bigger we get and the more packages we send, which we send packages all over the United States, right? So it's not just in Virginia. They literally go to all 50 states. And so as we're watching it grow, we're like, oh, man, we need to grow, you know, with the same thing. Because right now it's all volunteer base. Everything we do is volunteer base.
And we have needs. And, you know, our next year, talking about adding people to our group and things like that. And we would really love to have corporate sponsors sponsor us so that we could have full-time salaries or put funding, because right now we're out of Nicole's basement and we stuff those boxes and we write those cards all right there. And, you know, we have like Barnes & Noble has a book drive that they do for us every year, and they donated over 5,000 books or something crazy outrageous. And we put them in our children's hospital bags when we go up to UVA and our children packages. And so when big sponsors like Barnes & Noble do something like that, where they are constantly blessing and blessing over and over, it allows us the freedom to expand and be able to say, okay, well, we have all these books. Lisa, can you take them to your school and give them to your kids and help out your community? And so it allows us that freedom to allow God to work and grow more than we could ever want.
We have a couple companies like Barnes & Noble that they give us products, but pretty much everything we do and the cost of all the packages is all donor base. And so we have a couple key donors that pretty much cover the cost of most of everything that we do. But it would be good, like, we really need a good donor base, especially as we're growing and sending out more and more and more. We're like, oh, you know, we need donors is really what it comes down to.
How many recipients last year, for
1,200.
Example?
So we had 12. We sent about 1,200 care
what
packages.
What did each one of them cost you?
The cancer boxes cost about $50 a box, and then it cost $13.60 to ship it. And then the child loss ones cost us about $35 a box, and then the shipping's still the same, $13.60. And so pretty much for, you know, $50, you can pack and ship a box to somebody.
People who write to me, and especially when I was at Focus on the Family, will write to say, we live on a farm and I just lost my husband and I don't know how in the world we're going to even eat. Mm. And I would get so many letters like this, and all of them touched my heart. And so I wrote one of my books, When God Doesn't Make Sense. And I gave the royalty of it to Focus on the Family, which put it in a special account. And all that money was allocated to people like that who wrote that really had a terrible need and were really aching one way or another. We never tried to check it. You know, somebody could take advantage of us. Somebody could write and say, you know, I need money, send me money. But the stories made their own case. And we would send that money, and it's usually anywhere from maybe $300 to $1,000. And I got the greatest joy out of that. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you what that meant to me. I can imagine you guys are experiencing that joy now, too.
It is. It really is. I mean, it's the one thing that we volunteer, because we all volunteer, right? So we don't get paid to do this. We just do it because it's our heartbeat. And I'm telling you, we receive more blessings, I think, ourselves from doing it and from serving others than, I mean, maybe the people receiving the boxes. We hope they're receiving blessings. But I know for sure that our hearts are filled.
We've all faced tragedy, and I think our tragedy it wasn't in vain. I think God had a bigger purpose for us to help people hurting. And we said a lot of times you see people and you know people and they don't share their story, but there's so many people hurting out there.
Yeah.
And that's with our movement. Just, and you know, we want you to join our movement, Faithfully Bold Movement, but even if not, just to, you know, look around and just see hurting people and just tap into how you can help them.
Yeah. Do something.
You wrap this in prayer too.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. We pray over every box.
Every box,
yes, sir,
goes with prayer.
Every box, we're like, if we can even take and let one person step out of their pain for 5 minutes when they're opening up that box, yeah, just to feel the sunlight of Jesus, then that box was worth it.
Now, I don't want to overwhelm you guys because you're a nonprofit organization that works out of your basement. And I don't want to all of a sudden have everybody in the country who's hurting write to you. But would you like to hear from some people?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Would it
yes.
be appropriate if I asked people to make a contribution to you?
Oh, we would love that, because the more we receive, the more people we can bless, because that's what we do, is turn it around and use that to build boxes to help serve people. And so, I mean, that would be wonderful. And we do have a website, faithfullyboldmovement.com. So if you know somebody who is battling cancer or who has recently lost a child and you think—
Or somebody hears this program.
Or hears this program and you yeah. know, gosh, that one person just comes to mind and that person could really use a box today, you know, you can nominate them on our website on the contact us. You just give us their name, their address, and about where they are in their journey, and we take it from there, and then we go to work.
When the money comes to you, it goes for this purpose.
It goes 100%. Yeah. Nicole told yeah. you there's five of us and we all volunteer.
So where are the other two?
there are sweet, sweet friends yes. who show up day in,
okay,
day out.
I take the question back.
What if we did something special for people who are listening to your program and said, hey, if you make a contribution from hearing Dr. Dobson's show today, we'll send a free verse print.
So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive His mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it. Hebrews 4:16.
Yes.
I read that yesterday.
You did.
Yes,
you did.
Well, you are a blessing to us here, and what a pleasure it is to cooperate with you in helping to make it work. Oh. And I hope you hear from a lot of people as a result of these two programs. Well, I would like one of you to make your last statement. Any last thing you would like to say to the people who've been touched by what you've said today?
Well, we just want to say thank you for listening, number one. Number two, you know, we would love for you to join the movement. That's really important for us. However, more importantly, we would love for you just to stand up and show kindness to people. So follow us on Facebook and just think about how you can take time to bless somebody's life today.
I've got an idea. How about chapters? You are a chapter. There may be chapters all over the United States.
Oh, for sure.
You know, there's an awful lot of sick and hurting people yeah. out there. Yeah.
Yes.
And if there were other people who would like to do the same thing, they yeah. could get in touch with you.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah. I think that would be great.
And get the details of what. Who yes. knows? Who knows what we're going to start here?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Let's watch God work.
Hey, God is working, and blessings to you three for being here. And for the two who are missing, it's been a pleasure having you here. I've enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Well, we hope you have enjoyed hearing the testimonies of Nicole, Lisa, and Angela over the past couple of days and have seen how God is using their work for His kingdom. Again, if you'd like to learn more about the Faithfully Bold movement, go to our broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org. There you'll find their website, also a link to the first part of their interview on yesterday's program here as well. All of this can be found at drjamesdobson.org. When you go there, then click onto our broadcast page. While you're online, be sure to jump over to Facebook as well and find our page there, searching for Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. You'll find our latest episodes and also an abundance of encouraging material that we know you will enjoy. So be sure to like us on Facebook as well when you go to Facebook.com and search for Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. It is our privilege to bring you fresh new shows like the ones you've heard the past couple of days here on Family Talk, and we already have some great guests lined up for 2018. But we still need your help to continue the work of this ministry. We are completely listener-supported, and that means that we rely on you for your faithful prayers and tax-deductible donations. Help us continue the mission of God when you make a donation online at drjamesdobson.org. You can also call toll-free with your gift at 877-732-6825. Again, the toll-free number to call with your financial support is 877-732-6825. Thanks so much for your prayers and your continued financial support of the ministry of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for joining us today. I encourage you to listen again tomorrow to hear an excellent program featuring Diet Eamon as she relives her experience of living under Nazi rule in the Netherlands during World War II. That's coming up next time right here on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.
Hi, Dr. Tim Clinton for Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. Hey, right now, grab your cell phone, go to your app store, and click on the Dr. James Dobson Family Talk app. Download it right now, and you can start listening anywhere at any time. 24/7, 365.